I'd like to begin by revisiting a point of confusion from the last year, at least having thought that this more, I'm more confused than I was last time. Usually it works the other way. So we noted that there are two machloksin that may be parallel. Number one is the 2 days in Shulchan Aruch reflected in Sif Hey, whether we're matir shvus de shvus b'makom mitzvah and in the same breath b'makom mixas choli or tzarach harvei. And then the 2 days in Sif Yutes regarding the din of kol hamatzil eino masid, the extension of the heter that we find by Deleika to say kol hamatzil eino masid, or to tell to call goy over without telling him what to do, the extension of that to other situations of presumed hefsek. And we noted that the Minchas Kohen views these two machloksim as parallel, as lishitasam. However, there is a significant difference. In Sifei, we're talking about bimatir, a shvus to shvus across the board. In Sif Yutes, we're not matir telling the Nachri to do the malacha directly. We're just matir telling him either b'lashon remez kol ha mechava eino mafsid, or to call him over without telling him what to do. So I think the Mishnah Brura addresses this. Mishnah Brura in Sifkat and Samachas. Okay, Simon Shin Zayin Sifkat and Samachas. Take a look if you have it in front of you. Schorah hanefsedes. Yeah, let's just read the mechaber together. Schorah hanefsedes b'shabes ayde geshamim odaver achiro asi bidka demaya u'mafsid mamono oshen isroa chavis shayayin v'holich li'ibud mutcher likros eina yehudi afal pi shavada yodeya she'eina yehudi yasul mamon. So you can't tell him directly to be matzil, but you can call him in even though you know he'll be matzil. V'chei mutcher lomar le'eina yehudi kol matzil eina mafsid. The first of the Gemara that you can say in the context of Deleika, kol mechabe eino mafsid. And the Chaber Paskins, by extension, you could say kol matzil eino mafsid in other situations as well. Second day in Rishonim is that the heter of kol mechabe eino mafsid is limited to Deleika. It doesn't apply to other situations of Hefsek. Okay, let's just look for a moment before we read the Mishnah Berurah here. The applications we have in Sim and Shin Lamed Daled as well. For Shin Lamed Daled Sifei, Yesh matirim letaltel ma'os edvar ma'muksim kidei latzilam enei deleika omei onsim avam legazlam de ma'makam seda ein lachosh le'isr muksa v'yesh osrim v'afilu lomer le'ne yehudi letaltel schora nesed desmachmas gishomim yesh mish osrim. So here as well we have 2 days as to whether you're allowed to tell a nachri to be metaltel muksa yisr derabanan v'makam hefsim. Okay, so take a look back at the Mishnah Berurah Shin Samech Sifkatan Samaches. Again, for those who just walked in, we're addressing what seems to be discrepancy. If Sif Hei and Sif Yutes are parallel, Sif Hei were maftir shvus to shvus directly. Sif Yutes were only maftir ayidei remiza of some sort, either kal mechabe in a mafsid, or calling the nachri over without telling him what to do. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Samaches, Schara nefsedes. And the Sayyim Alzeh, the Yachol Likros Le'ino Yehudi, that you're allowed to call over the Nachri, V'hainu Afilu Im Yitztarich L'Zeh L'Asaf Melacha D'Raisa, even if the Yehudi is going to perform a Melacha D'Raisa. The context of Kol Mechavid Amas, as we discussed last time, is Melacha D'Rabana, the Melacha Shein Esvichul Gufa of Kiboy D'Leika. Mishnah Berurah says, we're here, we're matir a situation of bringing over the Nachri, even if you know he's going to perform a malacha deraisa kigon, Lahosi Mirshisa Yakli Shisarabim, Hosadaraisa, Vikhiya Gavna. And how do we know that's the case? How do we know that that is, that the context of Sifri Tes is matter even Amalacha Daraisa, Yidin Akri? The Ilu Tiltal Muksa Ba'alma, Oh Mirshisa Yakli Karmelis, if we're only talking about a Darabanan, Afilu Litzavas Eni Yehudi Behedya. She asks that Gamke Mutter. Then you'd be allowed to tell him directly. That's the standard case. A shvus to shvus b'makom sarach gadol or hefsek lefi amavur le'el b'sifei im yesh b'zeh hefsek gadol. So, if there's a hefsek gadol, then you'd be allowed to tell the nachri to do a malacha d'rabban lehelya. What's different is if you test why here is it limited to kol mechave eino mafsid, but you can't tell him lehelya to do a malacha. Because here we're talking about even the Raisas. The Rabbana, you have to tell me. The Rabbana already know. You can tell him to do it, the Rabbana. But a Raisa, you can't tell him to do directly. That's only through the backhanded method of Remiza, called Mechabin Amatsid, or being Kari him without telling him specifically what to do.
The Ramah asked Remiza later on in the sermon, no? What is the difference between this
Remiza
of
Yotes
and
Yotes in the context of Deleika? It has a Gadol.
So the open of the Remiza is exactly the same. It's just in
Kalbis. The Gemara has a special din of Kol Mechavid and Masid. So Machlok, if you should reflect it here, does that extend to other situations of Hesed Gadol? But that's a unique din in the specific context where are the Bala Mamono, and we can say you may come to do the Raisa. Right? That doesn't reflect Remiza in general, in the specific context here. Okay, so the Mishnah Brura in the presentation seems to be saying that fundamentally the context of Hesed, they're talking about Sif Yutes, really should have been subsumed under Sif Hei. As the Sarek Gadol Sifhei. But the Ed of Chiddush here is that we're even matir a Melacha D'Oraisa ayidei a non-explicit statement. Okay? That's what Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying here so far. Now, what is confusing to me, partially, is that the source of the first day in Sif Yutes, that's matir kol mechabe in a mass in the context of other hefsids, is the Rush, which we quoted last time, the Rush quoting the Bahag. And in the context of the Rush himself and the Bahag, there isn't any evidence per se that we're talking about a Melacha D'Oraisa. Now it happens to be in the Bahag itself, the Bahag says very little. Apparently there are different yourselves in the Bahag, some didn't have this line at all, but all we have in the Bahag as printed, the Girsa that the Rishonim had, at least that the Rush references, the end of Perek Hazayim Shabbos, the Bahag writes, B'deleika hitiru lomar kol mechai bin amafsit. That's the Gemara. Are you allowed to say kol mechai bin amafsit in the context of deleika? And then he has five words. V'chein v'mishkal bitka v'chein mitra. Same thing is true if you have a dam that's breaking, that breaks, that could flood, and rain that's going to pose a danger to damage your property. So Gemara only has it in the context of deleika. And the Bahag says, V'chein bitka, V'chein for bitra. Now, in the context of Blake itself, that, as we discussed, is a Darabana, that's a Melacha Shem Sikul Gufa of Kibui Deleika, where you don't need the Pechamim. And presumably, the context of bitka and bitra, we're also talking about Darabana, either Tiltal Muksa, or Havara in a Karmelis, or moving something. Moving something in with a Hotzah Darabana. There's no evidence per se that the Heter applies, inasmuch as the Gemara's context is clearly limited to the Rabbanan, and all the Bahar says is v'chein b'mishkal dinka v'chein mitra, there's no evidence that he's extended the Gemara's Heter to be matir a malacha de araisa per se. Yeah. Moreover, the Beis Yosef himself, when he quotes this machlokas rishonim, whether the heter of kol mechaben a mafsid applies beyond the leka. So first he notes that the rishonim, in this context, quote the Gemara Ksuvos Ayin Amidveis. Gemara Ksuvos Ayin Amidveis, contrasting amir l'nachri when it comes to Shabbos with amir l'nachri in other areas, context of Nedarim. The Gemara there says, the Deleika Hitiru, that the heter of Kol Mechabin Amasin is limited to Deleika. And the Gemara says, my lav, that is coming with my Kol Tarkula. The Gemara says, no, Lemute Shari Isure Shabbos. Deleika is unique to the exclusion of other Isure Shabbos. So what does that mean, that Deleika is unique? That we say Kol Mechabin Amasin is mutter by Deleika to the exclusion of other Isure Shabbos. Says Rashi there, and the Ritva and the Meiri, that Dafka b'deleika, they're matir because adam ba'al amamana. We're concerned if we don't give you, cut you some slack, if you don't make an allowance in a situation that we otherwise would have been machmir on, we're worried you may come to do a malacha yourself. So that's l'mute shari sir shabbos. The lake is unique because of adam ba'al amamana. So the Rishonim that constitute the Yesh Misha Omer in Shulchan Aruch, that we're Matir Dafka B'Deleika, Smag, Sefer Truma, so they assume, that's how you read the Gemara in Ksuvis, Dafka B'Deleika, Yitiru, because of Adam Baal Mamono, and Adam Baal Mamono is unique to Deleika, where your whole house is going to burn down, as opposed to other situations of Hefsid, where the potential loss is not as significant. And that's how these Rishonim assume the unique nature of Deleika to be, and that's why Deleika doesn't apply, the heter of Deleika doesn't apply elsewhere, even to other situations of Hesed. Basically, there are quotes of Smack. The Smack is on page Reich Tzadi Hei of our printing of the Smack. So Smack says, maybe the Bahag understood that what's the Gemara's chiluk of Lemute Shar Isure Shabbos, that what it really means to do is distinguish between situations of Hesed and situations where there's no hefsid. That b'deleika yitiru isn't limited to deleika. It's deleika as a binyanav, as a model, as the best example, the most typical example of a situation of hefsid. But if you have another situation of hefsid, even if it's not hefsid to the same degree, be it b'kadamai or mitra, or something that's going to damage your property, then the heter of kol mechabin amasid applies to those situations of hefsid as well. So that's the machlokas we showed that the Beis Yosef quotes. And then the Beis Yosef concludes that paragraph by saying, "Lahalach urmeiko." Right, that's the 2 days here in your test. Sami yeshom halachik b'sam. The Beis Yosef says, "Lahalach urmeiko," to extend the heter of kol mechabe in a mafsid beyond the leika. Why? The kevan di isura de rabbanan hu. Since we're only talking about an isur de rabbanan, kedai heim halachas gedolos v'harash lismach aleya. So we have the right to rely on the Bahag and the Rush, since we're only talking about an Issa Durabbanan. That's reflected here in the Baragola on the side. Take a look at the Baragola Os Ayin. The Chayin Hiskim Beis Yosef came on the Issura Durabbanan. So what is the Issura Durabbanan that we're talking about? So I presume that the Issura Durabbanan means Amir Lenachri on an Issa Durabbanan, not Amir Lenachri itself being Issa Durabbanan. Right, that since we're talking about a shvus to shvus, since we're talking about a mir l'nachri on an issa d'rabbanan, so then we have the right to be mako like the Bahag and the Rush. Right, not that since a mir l'nachri is itself a d'rabbanan, we have the right to be mako, because if that was the case, then we should be mako in every instance of a mir l'nachri wherever there's a machlokas rishonim that we don't find. We should be mako like the Baal Izer, because Amir l'nachri is only a derabbanan. So unless you disagree, it seems to me that the summation of the Beis Yosef, the Kevin Yisur derabbanan, who's going on the malacha in question, they're talking about Amir l'nachri, Adin Yisur derabbanan, and that's why were mekel. So kibui dleika, nisa derabanan, tiltul muksa, nisa derabanan. That's the context of kol mechavein amasid, and that's the context of bidka demaya, and rain pouring down, and that's why the mechaber is mekel. Agree?
The case of Masor Chavis is also derabanan?
The case of? Nisara Chavis, yeah, you're gathering, you know, the wine's pouring out of the Chavis, so you're gathering it up in another utensil. That's also tiltal. Tiltal. We're not talking about making a new Chavis. Okay, so that's the case. So the Mishnah Berurah does not seem to be assuming that way, right? The Mishnah Berurah said the Chiddush here is that we're even matir of Lacha Daraisa b'chol mechavein amasid. But if I'm reading it correctly, that's not how the Beis Yosef himself explains his tzak here in Sif Yotes. And the Rashba, who is the Rashba we quoted last time, who is the machmir here, the Yesh Misha Omer, right, the Shuvah Sarashva that we quoted last time, so he's clearly only talking about his whole context is Tiltul Muksa Derabana. Right, so the contrast there is clearly talking about a Derabana. He's Machmir even on a Derabana. Right, so it doesn't sound like the two deus here are talking about are we Matir Amir Lenachri Birmiza for Malacha Daraisa, because the Rashba, who's the Yeshmi Sha'omer, Shalom Yitir, Lev Dilek Adachka, is all, himself talking about Derabanans. And he's mapper even on the Derabana, not to apply the heter of Shvus to Shvus. So if that's the case, we still have to explain further what's the difference between Sif Yotes and Sif Hei. In Sif Hei, we're matter Shvus to Shvus Lehedya. And in Sif Yotes over here, you're not allowed to be mitzvah the Nachri Lehedya even on a Dirabana. Unless you conclude that Sif Yotes and Sif Hei really are two different halachos. Not like the assumption of the Mishnah Berurah, that this is a new category of Hefsid, which has different standards than the Tzorach Gadol in Sif Hei. Now, you'll recall that in Sif Hei, the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah quoted this in Sif Kaf and Kaf Beis, but the Magen Avraham limits the presumed heter of the Mechaber slash the Rambam Lemaisa. The Magen Avraham concludes, this is Magen Avraham Sif Kata and Zion, that Lechein Yerli Tibamakam Hefsid Gadol Yesh Lahatir Shvus Ayyadei Nachri Zantai Afilu Kedarka the Shvus Ayyadei Soshalo Kedarka Avabila Fachi and Lahakokal. So the heter is limited to Hefsid Gadol, meaning the Mechaber is Matir Tzarech Harbe. So it sounds like the Magen Avraham is saying, we're not Tzarech Harbe Stam, we have to be Machmirat. The Heter only applies to Hefsid Gadol. So it's not that he's interpreting Tzarech Gadol to mean Hefsid Gadol, Tzarech Harbe to mean Hefsid Gadol, but Hefsid Gadol is another category. So then is that the context of Yotes? Is Yotes a different standard for Hefsid Gadol that even if we're Matir... But no, so there, the Magen Avraham still says, at least by Hefsid Gadol, then a Shvus to Shvus is Mutar Lehedya. And Sif Yotes, we're talking about a case where it's not Mutar Lehedya. So is Sif Yotes a lower grade Hefsid? A lower grade Hefsid that either we don't pass in Tzarek Gadol, like the Magen Avraham said, or if we do, this is less in a Tzarek Gadol, and then the threshold for allowing Amir Lenachmi is higher. I've talked to Rabbi Neuberger about this before, who's been giving the other section of Fourth Year Halacha L'Maaseh on Amir Lenachmi. So he was pushing in that direction, that maybe Hefsid is really a different category not covered in Sifrei. And here in Yutess we're talking about Hefsid, maybe that doesn't rise to the threshold of Hefsid Gadol, even though the Leika is clearly Hefsid Gadol. So he's saying then that those Rishonim that are Matir, those Rishonim that are Matir, other forms of Hefsid, but those forms of Hefsid are a lower grade Hefsid, where we're Matir Kol Mechabin Amafsid, but not Matir Amir Lehedya, even on a Derabban.
Be strange, right? Because the Rashba doesn't. None of those Rishonim or Machmir seem to be like mentioning any wiggle room, right?
Well, we're not working with the Rashba. We're working with those Mekilim. The Rashba's Machmir even on a Derabbanan. I mean, there's no Heter Shvus Tishvus outside of the Leika.
But will he agree to Sifrei? I mean, will he agree that
the Rashba doesn't agree to Sifrei either? The Rashba said the Bali Tosfos that even Shvus Tishvus and Malka Mitzvah, there's no Heter outside of Mila. That's what the Milchus Kohen pointed out that we discussed last time. Right? So the Rashba himself is out. Now, those Lishitasams, according to the Milchus Kohen, don't all work. It may not work in the Rush to make it all a straight Lishitasam, but that's besides the point for now. So, the Mishnah Berurah, according to the Mishnah Berurah, everything kind of fits neatly. That in Sifrei, we're talking about the standard heter shvus to shvus b'mako mitzvah / tzorech / nixas choli, where that's mutter lehedya. And sifyutes, in the context of the leika and other forms of hesed, is also mutter lehedya. The chiddush of sifyutes, or kol mechabin amasid, is that allows even a melacha deraisa de nachwi. The problem with the Mishnah Berurah's approach, as I read it now, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems like the way the Beis Yosef understood the first day in sifyutes, that heter only applies to derabbanus and not to melacha deraisa in Cain. So even by melacha derabbanus, if you test, you end up requiring a higher threshold for mila nachri, where you can't be mitzvah lehedya. In which case, what's the difference between your test and hey? Unless you say, either you don't say let the magen avraham that we just quoted, and the heter of tzarek gadol is different than hefsid of any sort, even hefsim ruba, and by hefsim ruba there's a higher threshold that you can't be mitzav lehedya, maybe because that relates to Adam Bala Mamono, so we want to kind of find a balance, not sure. Or then you'd be forced to say, if you accept the Magen Avraham, that there's a difference between a Hefsid Gadol, the lower grade Hefsid, and Yutess is talking about a lower grade Hefsid. So that I leave as a point of confusion. And all the Kitzer's farm that I was looking at, I didn't see anyone address this directly. A couple nights ago, I saw the Oz V'Hadar Mishnah Berurah, and he had a footnote that quoted the Eliyahu Rabbah, which I thought he was quoting to address at least part of this issue. Then I looked in the Eliyahu Rabbah inside, and I wasn't sure how it addressed it, and then I couldn't find a copy of the Oz V'Hadar Mishnah Berurah anymore, at least not today. So if you have a chance to find the Oz V'Hadar Mishnah Berurah, see what he says, try to look at it again for next time. But that's where I'm leaving things for the moment. The other ha'ara, just working out the shitos here, was that Rush, which is a source for the first day in Sifyutes, had the lashon, as we quoted last time, of hefsid abat pitom, right? That the context of which the Rush is matir, kala matzil, eno masid, for hefsid, is where the hefsid comes suddenly. So how dafka is that formulation of hefsid abat pitom? So again, in Sifyutes itself, even though the Mechaber is paskening the Bahag Alibi Darash, he doesn't quote that language of a Pisum in Sifyutes, right? But he does quote it in Hilchos Deleika in Shin Lamed Dalet. Right, take a look at Shin Lamed Dalet Sifyutes. Excuse me. Sif Kavav. Shin Lamadal is Sif Kavav. Yachalomar Bifne Eino Yehudi, Kalamachaba Eino Mafsid. Afim Eino Mizuman Kan Yachal Grosa Shayavo, Afapishavadi Yachaba Kishayavo. Bechain Kol Kayotse Beze. Behezek Abba Pisom. So when does this have to apply? It applies for a sudden hefsid. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat in Ayin, the Hethek of Apisom, the Beis Yosef Kasav, again, Shilam and Dalit Sifkat in Ayin, take a look please, the Beis Yosef Kasav, the Orcha de Milsenakat. The Hethek of Apisom isn't an absolute qualification for the didn't apply, it's just the norm. The Haya Yodnoda Lo Mibayom, Haya Mesachna Kodom. What's the case where this is relevant? So usually, if you're having water damage on Friday, then you fix it before Shabbos. What's the normal case where this comes up? The damage only occurs on Shabbos itself. But in the Hanami, even if you knew about Erev Shabbos, and for whatever reason, you're too busy getting ready for Shabbos, you couldn't pay attention to it, and now comes Shabbos and the damage is accruing, so you're allowed to tell the Nachri about the situation on Shabbos. So, the Mishnah Berurah says, according to the Beis Yosef, that Pisom is Orcha de Milsa, but it's not a requirement for the din. As we explained last time, that in Svara, maybe Abba Pisom is Dafka, because there we're more inclined to be Makel in a situation Hesi, you have no choice. But if you could have prepared before Shabbos, you chose not to, so then you should bear the consequences. Mm-hmm. So that's not what the Beis Yosef says. Achachronim, lo etikos Svarav. But the fact that the Beis Yosef's non-qualification is not quoted by the later poskim may be indication that they don't hold to that. That maybe Hezekiah bar Pisom is dafka. Right? And it sounds like the Mishnah Berurah is leading that way. La'alacha. The Beis Yosef notwithstanding, the fact that it's not quoted elsewhere by the later poskim, maybe that indicates that Lemaisa Hezekiah bar Pisom is Dafka.
Just wondering, what do you think of the Mishnah Berurah in Samach Tes, the previous one?
Yeah.
Because he says, maybe I'm missing something, but I'm just wondering, that Ilo Sharis Le Afilo Baloshin Ze Asi Lechbuye Ba'atzmo, Vechein Le'in Shar Hezek Asi Lesakin Ba'atzmo.
Right, that the Svara of the Hezek called B'chavein HaMafsid is because Adam Baal Amamona.
Yeah, so I'm just wondering so he doesn't say Beferish. I'm just wondering that really the concept that if you ask him to say Beferish, we're worried if that would also apply there. I mean, could you say that, that deals with Tikkun, like when the water, the Bitka, the Maya, etc., there's a reverse svara that he's going to, if you tell them to do it directly.
No, he's addressing the other
person. I realize now that he's addressing the
right.
Other
side. No, he's saying the reason we're matzer b'chlal, why are we matzer anything?
Yeah.
Is because of the Baal Mamona. Otherwise, we wouldn't have been matzer anything. And that's consistent with his explanation earlier that we're talking about being matzer deraisas. Right? Mm-hmm. Well, why are we matzer amil anachriyana deraisa, albeit beremez? Because otherwise, other Baal Mamona may be mechab himself.
Mm-hmm. I guess the question just is there a svar at all? I realize he's not saying that it's on test. Is there a svar at all the other way, though? That it's specifically by these things, whatever that svar is by Dleika, that other Bolma Moino, Kashimin di Sharsle, Asi Lachwi, Ubaatsmo?
Yeah.
He said directly, so who had been with other like a bit of the Maya breaking versus a Tsar Stam, have said Gobel Stam versus like something which is, could you say a difference between have said Gobel versus, I guess they're both Bahu al Mamonu. I'm just trying to understand what would be an example of something that, like...
Are you asking, are other Hefsids less Bahu al Mamonu?
Yeah, I guess...
Yeah, that could be. You know, he's not saying that, but you could have said that's what we were moving towards possibly before. Well, at least according to those who showed him that distinguished between the lake and other situations, that presumably because the level of Adam Bel Mamono is more pronounced by Dleika than by other Hefsids.
But you could say internally, even if you hold of both Dinim, then Sif Hei, even if you hold, you can't be Mater, that meaning, the reason I would be okay we were talking about, why do you need Yutes and Hey together in Shin Zion? So I'm saying, why do you need both Simonim, or how do they fit? Like, what can you, if it's only Derabanan, let's say we don't go like the Mishnah, that it's only Derabanan, so then what's the shot that there's a, you can't say it directly. So I'm wondering if that, if something, that when the Bahad was being Makel, could it only be that it was by things that, where you wrote Bahal Amamono intentionally?
Well, the Bahá'í people, for those examples quoted in Shulchan Aruch there, the Bahá'í...
I guess maybe I'm from a different direction. Do you internally understand the Beis Yosef's logic, if you don't go with the Mishnah Berurah or not? Meaning, if you go with the Beis Yosef's
logic... Yeah, the Beis Yosef is saying that we're Mako only on the Shavuos to Shavuos, because we're talking about the Rabbanans. That just raises the question, so what's fundamentally different between this application and the application of Sefei?
Okay.
So why is it that here we're only Matar Ayde Remisa?
Yeah, so I'm just wondering, is it possible to say that this the reason for Remiza here is because there's more of an aspect of that, it's more Bahal Amamono versus the Hefset Gadol? They're both Hefset Gadolim in both places, but like seeing something, a pipe bursting and seeing...
And that would be a reason to restrict...
Restrict you a test from being able to say it directly.
Yeah, so that maybe...
Even within the Bahag, so... That's why you can't say it directly.
Right? Maybe you'd have to demonstrate that a little bit more, but maybe.
Okay, I'm saying that's where I guess where I would. Yeah.
Right, so I think we were Miramis to that earlier, pardon the pun, but good. Okay. Fine. Are we okay?
Yeah.
Good. Okay, so let's move on a little bit. Just one more interesting marmalka on the topic of Malacha She'ina Tzricha Lagufa. Rav Vosner has a tshuva, Shevet Alevi Chela Kei Simen Lamites. Shevet Alevi Chela Kei Simen Lamites. He quotes a Shlomo Kluger, who apparently was asked about a katan who is immobile, a katan who can't walk on his own, and he needs to go to shul to say Kaddish. So can you carry him in a carmelis? Which ultimately is a melacha she'ena tzricha legufa. Meaning that the reason you're carrying him is not because you need to bring him from point A to point B, it's because he needs to say Kaddish. So maybe that should be a melacha she'ena tzricha legufa. So he's talking, Shlomo Kluger apparently was talking about a Yisrael carrying him in a carmelis, which would be a melacha shem to the Laguf and Yisrael Rabbanan. But in Rav Vosner's presentation, it could be relevant to having a Nachri carry a melacha shem to the Laguf fashion, even in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, maybe. And he's not so enamored by the suggestion that carrying a kid to say Kaddish is actually a melacha she'ena tzricha legufa. But you take a look there, Chela Kei Simen Lamites, an interesting suggestion of Rav Shlomo Kluger. Okay, one other situation, or another situation, in which the poskim discuss a heter shvus to shvus, beyond that which is explicit in Shulchan Aruch that we saw so far, is the Mishnah Berurah Simen Shin Beis Seif Katan Lamed Vav. Okay, take a look in your Mishnah Berurah, Shin Beis Sifkatan Lamed Vav. Okay, we're talking here about a stain on your clothing. Now, what kind of stain are you allowed to remove on Shabbos? The Mechaber writes, Sif Zayin, Tich Al Bigdo, Meshav Shafam Yibifnim. So if you have a stain, you can rub it from the inside of the garment. The heter to either do it from the inside or to be megar with your fingernail, that only applies if it's moist. Any situation, if you're going to scratch it with your fingernail, if it is yavesh, that's a problem of tofen. Mishaburi here says in Sukkatan Lamivav. So you're not interested in that which you're not interested in the same, the fact that you're removing it with your fingernail might be token, isn't that token of the malacha shein sichel gufa? You have no interest in the result. You have no interest in the actual object that you're being token. So that may only be an issur derabanan, but it's still an issur derabanan. So we're not matching issur derabanan either. But if you have a saying on your suit, then you could have a nachri scratch it off with his fingernail. Says the Sharetzi in Mem Dalet. The Havi Malacha Shein Zvikul Gufa, Mishim Kavir Abrios, Shalal Leilat, Bibgadim Milachlafim, Shari Davi Shvus Dishvus. So, Kavir Abrios is another situation where we may be matri Shvus Dishvus, that you could have your Shabbos guy scratch off your seir for you from your suit in order to save you embarrassment, presumably, where you have to go inside and you have no other clothing to change it. Okay. Now let's go back and discuss the position of Baal Iter that we've alluded to before, who is Matir Amir Lenachri, even on Amlacha D'Oraisa, for purposes of a Makom Mitzvah. So there are, before we get to the Iter, there are other contexts in which Amir Lenachri is Mutter even on a D'Oraisa. Most famously, what we discussed in the past, is the situation of Choli, Lomi Vayu Chol V'Sheyesh V'Sakana, where you can do the Makom yourself, and even Chol V'Sheyesh V'Sakana, that which is Asur Ayde Yisrael is still Mutter Ayde Nachri. Even a Malacha D'Oraisa could have a Nachri do for a Chol V'Sheyesh V'Sakana. So that is Muskan, that's clear. We also have the Gemara in the beginning of Gittin, Dafes, of Amir Lenachri and a D'Oraisa, the Malkum Yishav Eretz Yisrael. That's reflected in Shulchan Aruch, Sin and Shin Vav, Se'if Yud Aleph. Shin Vav Yud Aleph. Mutter Liknos Bayis Eretz Yisrael Min Ha'akum Shabbos. You're allowed to buy land in Eretz Yisrael on Shabbos from an Ochri. V'chol Samim Ala Barkos. And you're allowed to sign, to have the document signed in court. So that sounds like we're even matir the nachri to draw up the contract b'malacha d'oraisa. Now the Ramah here says that's only talking about the chsav shalahem. They know us rach midirabanan, and maybe chsav mishita is only nisad rabanan. Maybe it's a shvus d'shvus. But as Mishmur explains, many Rishonim argue, and according to most Rishonim, that's also Malacha D'Oraisa, and we're ultimately Matir even Malacha D'Oraisa for Yishev Eretz Yisrael Al Yidei. We're even Matir Malacha D'Oraisa Al Yidei Nachri for Yishev Eretz Yisrael. So you have Chol Hashem Basakana, you have Yishev Eretz Yisrael according to Rav Rishonim. There are both situations where we're Matir even a Malacha D'Oraisa Al Yidei Nachri. Third context where that comes up is Hatzalas Kisvei Kodesh. So that's less explicit. That's less explicit that we're matir even a malacha d'oraisa for Hatzalas Kisvei Kodesh. Rav Avadia points out that there's a Yushami that way, and also the Gemara in Erev in Sadiches has a phrase that Ein Shvus Omei Bifnei Hatzalas Kisvei Kodesh. So even it sounds like even a single Shvus, there's no derabbanan that stands in the way of Hatzalas Kisvei Kodesh. So even Amir Lenachri Ana D'Oraisa would be murder for Hatzalas Kisvei Kodesh. And you take a look at the Mishnah Berurah Shin Lamed Aleph Sifkatan Samafes, Shin Lamed Aleph Samafes, who discusses this as well. So with that introduction, at least establishing that there are other contexts in which Amir Lenachri Ana D'Oraisa Ana Malacha D'Oraisa is permissible, then we come to the Baal Iter. Remember, the context of the Baal Iter was that Gemara of Mishtat Chamim and Erev and Ayin Ches. The Gemara distinguished between a Shvus Yesh B'Maisa and a Shvus Ein B'Maisa. So the way the Baal Iter understood no. I'll just read a couple lines. The Iter is in Mila, page Mentes, Amud Aleph. Karbani Lomar, the Halakas Ner B'Shabbos Mitzvah B'Shas Achila. The Halakas Ner B'Shabbos Mitzvah B'Shas Achila, Malikan Alida Inu Yehudi B'Shabbos. That you're allowed to have enough re light a candle, it's Arach Mitzvah, namely B'Shas Achila. Even though we're talking about a melacha d'oraisa, just like we're matir a melacha d'oraisa for Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. And the distinction between Shvus the Isbe Maisa and Shvus the Lesbe Maisa is that the Amir Lenachri is the Shvus the Lesbe Maisa, and that's mutter even if the Nachri is going to be doing a Malacha D'Araisa. Now, the Minchas Kohen, Mishmeres HaShabbos, Shar Aleph Perek Dalet, Shar Aleph Perek Dalet, paragraph beginning, Omnam Harif, the Mishmeres HaShabbos asks, one second, according to the Baal Iter, if we're Matir Malacha D'Araisa de Amir Lenachri, so why are we matir kavura ayde nachri b'shabbos? The yantiv rishon is mutar ayde amim, the yantiv shein ayde yisrael. So why are we matir kavura ayde yisrael ayde nachri and shabbos? There's no ein lecha mitzvah gedola mizu of kavuras mesa. So for matir d'oraisa's makom mitzvah, so ein lecha makom mitzvah gadol mikavuras mesa. So he points out, Tosus actually asks this question, or implicitly at least. And Tosus writes in Bava Kama, Pei Aleph Amud Aleph, Dibur Maskil Omer, Bava Kama, Pei Aleph Amud Aleph, Dibur Maskil Omer. What does Tosus say?
I don't remember now what his Mahalach is, but I've
learned that Tosus. So Tosus says, Idachanami, in principle that's true, but to have enough rebury a Jew on Shabbos is, Belashim Tosus, Mechuar Umaguna. It doesn't look right. It's not proper covenant of mace, even if in principle, that may be correct, that in principle, if you're going to put everything together, in principle, it should be mutter, according to the Baal Iter. But in practice, it's mechur hadavar to have enough to bury Yisrael on Shabbos.
But during why, the week, it's okay?
During the, I thought you were going to say in any other, it's okay?
Okay, that's a fair question also.
Right, so I'm not sure the answer to that is. Why in Yantiv, why is it more Mechur Adavar to do it on Shabbos in Yantiv?
Right.
I don't know. That's what I was expecting to ask. During the week, there's no need to have enough reading there. But on Yantiv, it's institutionalized Yantiv Yishan Adayamim. So, unless...
So, is it that it's Mechur to have a non-Jew bury a Jew in general, and therefore... in a situation on Shabbos, it would just be mechur because it's a non-Jew doing. Not because right. It's Shabbos, because it's a non-Jew doing. That's what I'm saying.
No, it's not like it's mechur to have it done on Shabbos. Look again at the at the lashon. But either way, the question that you should have asked is why is that more mechur than yantiv? Unless a yantiv, there's a counterbalancing situation because you could have a yontiv where which is followed by Shabbos, and then you can't really leave the mace out for so long, so there's no so there the cover of mace is enhanced by having enough to do it on yontiv rather than waiting till Sunday if yontiv is on Friday in order to, so I could hear that then, that might be the difference, but okay, but either way we don't even the Baal Iter apparently didn't suggest, although maybe in a Hanami principle, that you could bury Ayyidei Nachri B'Shabbos. Okay, neither does it may. How is this emerge in Shulchan Aruch? So take a look at Reish Ayin Vav Sif Beis. Reish Ayin Vav Sif Beis. Says the Ramah, Yesh Omrim, so no reference to the Machaper, but the Ramah says, Yesh Omrim, the mutter lomar le'ena Yehudi lahalak lo ner l'suda Shabbos mishum desfir le'ei the mutter amir l'nachri afil v'lach gemur v'maka mitzvah. So this position of the Iter that you're allowed to tell a nachri to light a candle for you on Shabbos for the Seuda, because Amir Lenafi is Mutter even on Amlacha Deraisa, the Malka Mitzvah. Sha'al Pizeh, Nogu Rabbim Lahakil Medavar, Lesavas Lady Yehudi, Lahalad Neiros, the Tzarek Seuda. The Rama records that common practice was, or many had a practice of relying on this, of telling Anafi to light a candle with Tzarek Seuda. The Frad Besudas Chasin Amila, especially a big Seuda, there were a lot of people. The Ein Mocha the Adam, and no one protested. So the Rama notes about it there as justification for common practice to be made, though, but the Rama doesn't endorse that, barring extenuating circumstances. Take a look at the Mishnah Berurah Kafdalit. The Shalah Hichmir Achvat Sargado. The Shalah wasn't even willing to cut any slack, the Sargado like the Rama. And that's why people would sit in the dark at Shalosh Shuras. We'll get to, but that's a different calculation. Then cafe. Mikal Makom, Mutter Lomer Lady Yehudi Lasakin Esa Erev Sheneskal Kavashabbos, Kedei Shelo Yavo Rabbi Dei Mechshav. So even though in general we're reluctant to accept the Bala Itter, even the Makom Tzorech, but in a situation where the air falls down and it needs to be fixed, if you don't fix it, then people are going to be Nechshav. So there, Kedai Bala Itter Lismach Alav Hakir Shpus Tamira, Afil Bamacha Deraisa Makom Mitzvah the Rabbi. The Mishnah Berurah says that Malka Mitzvah the Rabbin, you have license to rely on the Baal Itter if it's going to save other people from a Mechshav. So better to have the Nachri fix it with the Malka the Rabbin if possible, but if you need to do a Malka the Raisa, the Malka Mitzvah the Rabbin to save the Mitzvah the Rabbin, to save the Rabbin from Mechshav, that would be mutter. There's a true of the note of Yehuda, Kama or Chayim Simen Lam Gimel. Kama or Chaim Simon Lam Gimel, the Node of Yehuda is responding to a practice where they would have Nachrim light candles for Ne'ilah toward the end of Yom Kippur, relying on the Baal Itter. So the Node of Yehuda writes, Aval Be'emes Kashim Ma'od B'yom HaKadosh HaZeh Lichnos Bepirza Dechuka Lisvo Chaldas Yachid. So if you're ever going to rely on the Baal Itter, the last moments, the waning moments of Yom Kippur is not exactly the time you want to be looking for questionable kulas. V'yim k'far gavar achosha akonin shispalu et sivar ne'ila v'lachash av mikri tzorach gadol v'anachlem. So if the lights go out before the Shtil Shemun Esrei, you don't have to be able to daven, so don't protest. Aval ma tzibur bar tzfalu, tzorach hashatz, v'vali yimsa ne'erecha beit ha'knesset, dal v'yar b'yom kippur. So all you need is to illuminate the shatz's mafsor, so that, I'm sure you can find the candle. Az v'vali yish limchas v'yadam, v'mu b'ke zov mi tzibur lomer p'yutim, mutav v'yomer p'yutim, m'slichos v'yishmu v'yishatz, So you're worried that the people and children won't be able to say the piyutim. Better don't say anything. Just listen to the shots, rather than rely on the Baal Itter to have enough. You light a candle for you to turn on the lights a few minutes before the end of Yom Kippur. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes this in Simon Taf Reish Kaf Gimel Sifkat and Gimel Taf Reish Kaf Gimel Sifkat and Gimel. The Mishnah Berurah says that you should be mevatel this practice of having Nachrim light candles for Ne'ilah on Yom Kippur. Okay, Ramosha has a tshuva. Chele Bei Simen Membeis. Chele Bei Simen Membeis. He writes about an air conditioner in Shul, which is on a Shabbos clock, and it's probably never happened before, but the weather forecasters got it wrong. So it was supposed to be hot and ended up being a cold day. So everyone was in shul freezing. And people were leaving shul. And they're going to stay there, could get sick. They're allowed to tell a nachri to turn off the air conditioner. Is that tzorech rabbi? So Moshe writes that, again, the assumption of the question is that turning off an air conditioner would be a block of the Raisa. So without addressing that assumption yet, so he says that if there are a lot of people who are going to be uncomfortable with the cold or where they're going to get sick, so then you're allowed to tell an Afi to turn it off. Even though in general we're machmir not to rely on the Baal Iter, follow the Sarach Mitzvah Derabin, you could be makel, just like we're makel by the Erev that falls down. And Kol Shekein here, when it comes to Bittul Tefillah B'Tzibur, V'Kriya Satorah. Especially since it's very likely not a Malacha Deraisa anyway. And even if it is a Malacha Deraisa, so this is enough of a Tzaruch HaRavim that you could be makel. He says, but you shouldn't deliberately leave the air conditioner on before Shabbos, thinking that if you need to turn it off, you'll have enough, you turn it off, meaning you shouldn't put yourself in that situation. But if you made reasonable accommodations to have the air conditioner properly programmed and something went wrong, so then you could have enough, turn it off. Rabbi Simcha Bunim Cohen in his book quotes from Aaron Cutler, that Aaron said that for Lima Torah de Rabin, you're allowed to have enough, turn on the lights. That's considered Tzarech Rabin, meaning if there's nowhere else to learn, the lights are off, you could have enough, you turn on the lights. Rabbi Yashiv, Kovitz Shuva, Stelik Aleph, Simon Lam, and Beis, Os Gimel. Kovitz Shuva, Stelik Aleph, Simon Lam, and Beis, Os Gimel. That he assumes that an air conditioner, the Chazanish camp, that turning on an air conditioner would be a Malacha Deraisa, or other electricity. So he says that B'nai Yeshiva shouldn't be makel to have enough return on a fan on Shabbos, because that's a pass for B'nai Yeshiva to rely on the Baal Iter, even if they're hot. And if they're hot, so then that'll be literally Torah Shalom Din Baf. That'll be the Torah that they're learning with their literal sweat and toil. And it's not proper for B'nai Yeshiva to rely on the Baal Iter. Yes, Rabbi Vadia. Again, nowadays, according to what we'll call probably many poskim that assume electricity is derabbanan, but most of these situations nowadays are only derabbanan. Even with lights, that an incandescent bulb, Nelo, we assume is deraisa. But other forms of lights that we have nowadays, LED, according to most poskim derabbanan, fluorescent maybe, although maybe not. Rav Asher Weiss's shuvah is about LED lights being deraisa notwithstanding. And in general, most folks can assume that most of these lights are only derabbanan. So in most of these contexts nowadays, where we have much more to be makel about, because we're only talking about derabbanan anyway. Rav Avadia has a tshuva in Chelek Gimel Arachayim Simen Kaf Gimel, Chelek Gimel Simen Kaf Gimel, that he writes, apparently the practice was in Egypt when he got there, that they would have Mishnah Nadras and Shabbos, people would pledge money, and they had to keep track of who owes what money to the shul. So they had a Nochri sitting in the adjacent room writing down the Mishnah Nadras, so that they'd be able to bill the people properly after Shabbos. So part of what Rav Avadia discusses is what we just saw in the Ramban, the context of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, whether Ksivas Mishita or Ksiva in other languages is an Issa Deraisa, an Issa Derabbanan. So if it's an Issa Derabbanan, there's much more to talk about, but assuming that it's an Issa Deraisa, can you rely on the Baal Ijim in this kind of a case to have the Nachri, that it's Tzarek Gadol, the Tzirif, the Baal Ijim. So he quotes many Akronim who assume that you don't have to be moch against people who rely on the Baal Ijim to light candles and shawl. And he says the people that did it, there's Yesh al Ma Lismo. He says that you shouldn't get into a fight. He would never institute this practice of chachila, but you shouldn't get into a fight over it. It's not worth losing your job over. There are other things in Egypt that revived that were worth losing your job over, but this was not one of them. And finally, Ravadia writes, Chazon Ravadia Simon Taflamid Beis, that in a Sudas Chasan, where the electricity goes out, so then you can be mitzarif, those hold that electricity belongs to Rabbanan, be matrei de nachri, especially because his kavod habrios involved as well.